I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Bite Size, our pre-marathon, post-marathon, marathon non-show. I'm totally making out. I'm so tired, as you could probably tell. But anyway, how are we all doing? Thank you for joining us live on Monday's live stream, which is also a podcast, if you didn't know that. My name is Chris 40 Runs. And today we're going to be hanging out for the next half hour or so, and I'm happy to talk about just about anything. Whether it is running shoes, the marathon, I don't know, whatever you want to talk about tonight for the next 30 odd minutes, I'm here to chat to you. So firstly, let's get everything out of the way. And by the way, if you are joining us live, I'll say this a few times, but if you're joining us live, get your comments and questions in on the live chat. And what we'll do is we'll work our way through that in just a bit. But yes, I'll mention that a few times. But yeah, just get in there. Maybe you saw us at London yesterday. Maybe I saw you and didn't see you. Maybe you was in the cheer station. Maybe you was watching at home. Maybe you got something on this weekend. Whatever it is, get it in the chat and the comments and stuff like that. And we shall go through that in just a bit. Okay, right. So firstly, I've got to actually give a shout out to a gentleman that I know listens to the podcast. And he was actually my, other than Hayden, and I'll come on to him in just a sec, was my true hero yesterday. And it is amazing that the power of all this stuff that we do, I never appreciate, I don't think, how far it reaches. So yesterday, this is a good story, by the way. Yesterday, I finished the marathon and I was walking up Haymarket and I saw this cab parked and my brother knocked on the window and said, "Oh, hello, mate." And, fancy taking us to so-and-so. And he said, "Oh, I'll just knock it off." And then I stuck my head in. And he went, "Oh, it's 40. I recognise the voice." He said, yeah, get in, get in. So we had a lovely chat with this cabbie who I didn't catch his name. So if you are that cabbie, I'm talking about you who took me to the Liverpool Street. We had the nicest conversation ever. He was an absolute gentleman, saying how much, you know, he likes the pod, but also how he's done a bit of running and he'd done London and stuff like that. And I got to Liverpool Street and he got out and he came around, gave me a hug and didn't charge me a penny, which it's just incredible. And it just shows you how amazing our sort of running world intertwines with everything else and how nice that is. I don't know who you were, but I just wanted to give you a shout out because it just reemphasizes how good we are as human beings to each other. So thank you very much to whoever that was. It's a lovely story, I think, to start the show. Now, we'll talk about human beings. So we put a video out today. The race vlog from the London Marathon is dropping tomorrow, just so you know. That's teed up to come out on its usual Tuesday slot. So that'll drop at 11 o'clock tomorrow. That's just the race vlog, okay? The Sunday vlog will be about the whole weekend because we obviously did a lot of stuff, including the Brook Shakeout Run and things like that, Expo with Kafuzi and all that kind of stuff. So that comes out on Sunday. But I put a video out today about the shoe choice because I changed my shoes, right? So I did a video about why I changed my shoes, because I did a video about the shoe I was going to take and I changed my mind. So I thought I owed it to you to tell you why I changed my mind. And at the front of that, there's a clip about a gentleman that was talking to me as I was literally going through the start line. Now, I'm just going to put it out there because some people have taken it the wrong way. Some people are taking it the right way. But just to be clear, I don't have a problem with this chap who's, you know, made a comment about my integrity. I think he was just having banter, right? But I put it at the front end of the video. It was a bizarre thing to say to me just before I went over the start line. I've been straight up. I did question it for about a mile or two. You can ask Hayden. But I'm sure the guy was just jesting and mucking about, which I think most people have taken from. And I've got absolutely no problem with the chap. And I put it in, actually, as a bit of a laugh, really, just to sort of set up the video, because I had pre-filmed the first half of that video saying that I've got a bit of a confession, I've changed my shoe. So it's quite good, actually, that the chap actually made the comment, negative or not negative, and I don't think he made any meant anything by it. So he's entitled to his own opinion. If he thinks, you know, whatever he wants to think, he can think it. I've got absolutely no problem with him at all. So, yeah, everyone's welcome to say whatever they want. But I'd already planned to make the video about changing my shoe. So, again, no ill harm to that guy, because I think he was purely just having some banter. But it probably was the wrong time to have that banter, because, yeah, it may have come across not how he meant it, but I didn't take it. Maybe some other people would have taken it, but there we go. So, yeah, just so you know, because if you're that guy, I got no problem with you or anything like that. And it was, good for you. I hope you had a good race. Right, so moving on from that. So, vids coming up. Yes, we've got the marathon vlog tomorrow. Then on Thursday, we've got a great video as we sort of switch out of marathon season into sort of summer, spring, summer, into sort of faster stuff. We've got a great video with the guys from Start Fitness looking at cheap carbon plated running shoes. I thought it'd be a great video to put out. So if you're looking maybe to drop a really fast park run time, 5K time, or you're looking to do a quicker half or 10K, you know, in these summer months, and you maybe want to switch your shoes up a little bit, there's some real bargains at the moment on Start Fitness. I got in contact with them and said, look, team, I've got like a budget cap of like 150 quid. Give me your best shoes and I'll cut that list down, sort of thing. So there's a great video coming out. I think it's actually Wednesday, with sort of five or six shoes that I think if you're looking for some speed over the summer, when you want some carbon platedness, there's some great shoes on that. So make sure you check that out. I say that's on Wednesday. Getting through the, and by the way, if you're joining us live now, thank you very much. Get your comments and questions into the live chat. We're going to be working our way through them, and you could be talking about running shoes, the marathon, what's coming up, whatever you want to talk about. I don't really care. Just get it in the chat and I'll work my way through it in just a second. Triumph 22, that shoe comes out, I think, on May the 1st. So hopefully we'll have the video out before then. What else? Oh, the only other thing I was going to say in terms of the London Marathon was it was so noticeable, right, how many people had the bright yellow Vaporfly 3s. It was just like, it's like Nike had turned up with a truck and gone, here you go, everyone. It was really mad. Even Nick, who knows like nothing about running, right, to me, I said, what was all those yellow shoes that everybody was wearing, including Hayden, who was wearing them as well. So there's a lot of Alpha Fly 3 love out there on the day. Now, lastly, before we get into your questions and comments, I just want to give a shout out to Hayden, because I would have never got round like I did yesterday. We ran 20 miles, far, I can say, I think it was like 19, at target pace for me in terms of coming like 3:30 or just under. I wanted to see where I was at. Again, I made it clear on the videos, and he got me there. And then the last 6 miles were a total slogfest, and I wouldn't have been able to do them like I did and come under 3:45 without him. So I really appreciate it, and I just wanted to give him a shout out, as well as the guys on the 40 Rounds Cheer Station and the volunteers and everybody else. Of course, you gave me a shout out during the London Marathon, so thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. And I did a video today. Again, I just want to take the opportunity to thank everybody for all the support on this channel and the podcast and the club and everything. It really means a lot to me and all the support. So thank you very much. Okay, right. So let's. Oh, by the way, have you seen behind? That's been updated. See that? Six of them bad boys in there now. Right, let's get the chat onto the screen. There we go. Okay, here we go. Right, so again, if you're joining us live, get your comments, get your questions in to the live stream, live chat, whatever it was, and I will go through them. We're going to start cracking on with that now. So it could be about running shoes, questions, whatever you want to talk about, coaching questions, whatever you want to discuss, I will crack on with that. Here we go. So I'm just going to say good evening to everybody. It's probably easier. So Ashley ran London yesterday, and I know how much you rave around it. I rave about it so much from start to finish. It was amazing. Saw Hayden, but he didn't hear me. Yeah, I think actually he's getting to the point now where Hayden needs a hearing aid. He's getting to that age. It was also very busy, of course. Yes, it was busy. It was busy. And also, did you see today for the London Marathon 2025, the 45th race? I think it's going to be. I might be wrong on some of those, but they're actually basically what I'm going to tell you is that they're increasing the number of participants because they want to go for a world record next year in terms of number of participants. So I think they're opening it up. I think like 60,000 they let in, and next year they're going to do 70,000. So I'd thoroughly recommend getting in the ballot if you're looking to do the London Marathon. But it was busy on course. I think they missed out by the world record by like 24, 25 people. Paris has the record for the highest participation in a marathon. Okay, again, last shout, and then we're going to crack on. If you're joining us live, get your comments in the live chat now, and I will move through that. Funny, I shouted to Hayden. He saw me, and we had that head nod thing, but I didn't see Fordy at all. In fact, it was hard to spot my friends. Of course, the app was no good. Yeah, Hayden got shouted at, called a bit. I heard someone say, go on Hobbit or something like that. Someone made a comment. But again, the support was incredible for us. I had no name on my top, and people were shouting out, go on, Fordy. So thank you again to everybody who gave us a shout out yesterday. Thanks, Billy, for the for kind words. Thanks, Gary. How were your marathon shoes? I have to say, check out the video today about my marathon shoes. Check that one out. That's how I got on with the old Adidas Pro 3s and why I switched over from the Metaspeed Edge. What's this? Lindsay, hi. Well done, Chris, for yesterday. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Mark, what an amazing experience of the rave squad yesterday. Thanks again to everybody at the cheer station yesterday. Hopefully it's helped many runners out on course yesterday. They were incredible, really well. And it's great in the video, the moment we come up to the cheer station again. Save that for tomorrow. Mick, how am I feeling off? I'm feeling all right, actually, Mick. I took today off. And if you're new to 40 Runs, I'm not a full-time YouTuber, content creator, person who, you know, goes around the world and runs and all this sort of stuff. I'm just, you know, just like you. I work full time and I do this as well. So I took today off is my point, and I rested up. I did the editing for all the videos and stuff like that. Did a bit of work from the 40 Run side. And yes, I took Buds out for a walk and feel all right, actually, fair enough. Funny enough, feel a bit, obviously, like I've done a marathon, but all things considered, don't feel too bad. So thanks for asking. Great pace in London, 40. Thank you. Berlin pace locked in. Yeah, you know, I think what yesterday showed me was that I could run that pace to 20, but I've got some work to do, basically, which is what I knew. Again, anyone new to the channel, I missed a block of training, basically, because I was injured. And that speed that I had last summer where I was smashing PBs, I sort of, that's gone. So I've got to put that back in. So this block was all about building endurance back, which I did. And that's down to Ben and running with him over the winter. And so I'm super, super pleased where I'm at. But I've got some hard work ahead of me in the summer in terms of speed. That's going to be my focus. And that's what we're talking about on Friday's pod, is about, you know, implementing some speed into your summer training. Lindsay wore the Saucony Dolphin Pro 4s. They were the perfect marathon shoe for you, for her yesterday. Well done. Yeah, I saw a few people wearing the Speeds and the Pro 4s yesterday, of course, but majority of people were in the bright yellow Alpha Fly 3. It was just amazing how many there were. Evening, Ben. Have you managed to locate your integrity? Harsh comment. Yeah, but again, like I said, Ben, if you missed the start of it, I've got no ill feeling towards the geezer. I put it in at the front, and it was quite amusing, the fact that he made the comment after I'd already filmed the first part of that video, why I decided to change my shoe. It was just a random comment from the guy, and I've got no ill feeling towards him. I think he was just having banter. Probably the worst time to have banter, just about to step on the line. No, I've got to run 20 miles hard, but no ill feeling there. And Yeah, just be kind to the guy in the comments. He didn't mean nothing by it, I'm sure. But he was just, you know, one thing to say on the start line. Do you know what I mean? It's just random, but there we go. But yeah, I'm sure he had a good race. That's the most important thing. There we go. Chat box is up now, Mark. I put it up there. In the end, I got there. What's this? Evening, Nick. I recommended EastEnders when you finished. Well done, buddy, for you yesterday. Thank you very much, Nick. I appreciate it. And thanks again to everybody who's joined us live. Get your comments in the live chat. Jade, loved London, and I see why you love it too. What's the post-marathon tips? Post-marathon tip is to walk the marathon out of your legs. Number one thing, I like to take a week off from running, personally. More of a mental reset than anything else. But yeah, so and then just basically walk it out of your legs. That's the best thing in the world to do. If you've got access to a pool, great, stuff like that. But let your body heal, let your mind heal. It will take longer than you think. And so yeah, just the best thing you do is eat well, sleep, you know, hydrate, normal things, but walk it out of your legs. That's the biggest tip from me. Evening, Paul. Matt, well done yesterday. Footage from mile 19 looks incredible. It might be too early to ask, but any thoughts on what you'll do next spring? Next spring, I'm either going to be, I'm going to say, in London or Manchester, sitting here at the moment. I think that's probably where I'm going to be. The guys at Manchester were super, super nice to me when I was up there. Had a really nice time. I've obviously applied for the ballot. Whether I go charity again, I don't really see that, but I said that last year and then the charity spot came my way. So, you know, who knows? But whatever happens, you know, touch wood, all being well, I'll do something. Hopefully it's either Manchester or London, but that's probably the plan at the moment. But for me, the focus now at the moment is to get into the summer sessions, start putting some of that speed down and really, really working on that. Pagey, Mr. Yum Yums. Evening, mate. What a weekend. Brilliant seeing so many 40s at Chalkwell. Yeah, give a shout out to the guys at Chalkwell Park Run who helped us with our shakeout run with Brooks on Saturday. It was amazing to see like 60 of our runners down there and also be a part of the cheer squad yesterday. Well done to everybody. Yep, congratulations to everybody. Thank you, Pagey, for behaving yourself tonight. Debbie, evening all. Well done, everyone, on their exploits this weekend in the past few weeks. Yeah, congratulations. Even Seamus. The GRC. So if you don't know what the GRC is, right, if you're new to all this, you're joining for the first live stream podcast, whatever, 40 Runs, we've got what we call a global running crew. And it's a virtual group that's blown up, okay? It's just gone nuts. And we're getting people joined from all over the world. And it's incredible because 40 Runs Running Club is not just, it's the biggest in the UK, but also we've expanded that out. And you can join and be part of it. And the guys set go out twice a week virtually. And they set like four sessions that you can take part in. So you can run virtually as a solo runner and be a part of a community. It's free to join. All the information's on the website. We're just about to relaunch that page because we've got exciting things coming for the Global Run Crew because it's just literally exploded in terms of growth. There's so many people in there now. It's just amazing. Like I think there was like 300 people out running tonight in the Global Run Crew. So if you're not part of that, get involved in the Global Run Crew. It's totally free, like most stuff here, right? It's totally free to get involved with. So there's no barrier to entry why you shouldn't be, you know, if you're doing a Monday run or a Wednesday run, get part of the Global Run Crew and find support, as always, within the 40 Runs community. Two's Shed Glen. The cabbies don't often charge runners on the day, and you can't get free beer in pubs too when you show them. Yeah, I the guy was just so nice. It was just unbelievable how nice he was. Just restored your faith in human beings, to be honest. Matthew, he ran the London Marathon yesterday, started in way 14 due to an estimated finishing time of 4:45. Actual finish was 4:38. I spent most of the race dodging slower people. Is this normal? Yeah, it is. I think there's the great thing about the London Marathon, there's all sorts of abilities out there, which is awesome. And it is a congested route. I appreciate that. There's a lot of people on course. So it's not necessarily a course that or a race that I would always expect to run a personal best at, because I think it's one to savor, one to enjoy, because it is so busy and there's so many great places around the course in which to soak some of that in. And a lot of time you only get to do, I'm very lucky, obviously I've done London a few times now, but a lot of time you only get to do it once. So most importantly, enjoy it. Like Cutty Sark yesterday was mental. Canary Wharf was like crazy yesterday. Absolutely crazy. So, it's a busy one to do. It is a busy one to do. Did I drink my tea? While I remember, if you're joining late, this is your last call, get your comments in the live chat, all right? And then I'll work my way through. Okay, that's lemon and ginger because I'm an athlete. Evening, Mark. Ran his first London marathon yesterday. It was an amazing experience. Managed a PB of 4:31.34. Congratulations, Mark. That's also, actually, I tell you, I do want to give a shout out to the people, the volunteers when we crossed the line. They were incredible. We had some 40 runners on the foil sheets, but also everyone on the bags and stuff like that. They were amazing yesterday. Super, super helpful as always. Someone he respected. Who's he? Have I missed something? He looked happy to see you more so than anything, like meeting someone he's respected. I think that's in reference to the guy on that video. Yeah, great. I say, got no ill feeling towards the geezer. I think, you know, he was 100%, like Alf said, 100% having bants, but probably the wrong time to say it. And again, I put it in there really to give the video context more than anything else. Grats on the marathon. Thank you very much. Nitro, Puma Nitro 2, under 150 quid. Yep, absolute bargain. Absolute bargain, the Puma Nitro 2. I think it's, as I said, the video comes out on Wednesday, carbon-plated bargains. John Davis, what an amazing day. As a spectator, it's a mixture of emotions, a great way to see humanity at its best. Yeah, I think that's the thing. You know, London Marathon, New York Marathon, these big major marathons, it is seeing human spirit, human endeavor at its best. I think it really brings out the best of people. Everybody's out there, you know, raising money for charities. There's people supporting volunteers, giving up their Sundays. It's just the best about everybody. It's just incredible. It's just like a big movement, get everybody to that finish line and all the amazing volunteers and everything. I just think it's incredible feat, to be honest with you. Really, it's done and underestimated. Triumph 22, is it the most comfortable shoe? We shall find out. We shall find out on that one. So congratulations to all of you on your London Marathon success. Yeah, well done to everybody who did that. Puma Nitro Velocity 2. I ran my second marathon yesterday wearing a pair. Knocked 51 minutes off his PB. Only my second ever marathon. Congratulations. Well done. And well done for doing it in the Velocity 2. I've got the Velocity 3. I've got a new colorway sent through by Puma, which looks quite nice. I was actually out walking buds in them today. Kurt, well done on yesterday. I ran in the Adidas Pro 3 size 9. Could you advise if the Supernova Rise would be a good... Yes, they are. I think what you're trying to say is, are they true to size? Yes, the Adidas Supernova Rise is true to size. Any news on the Pro 4? We did a video about the Adidas Pro 4. Sorry, on a live stream, I commented. We had a bit of an update for you. How accurate is, I'm not 100% sure, but from one of our contacts, partners, was to say that there's believed to be a limited drop around the Berlin Marathon because it's the 50th. And then the rest of that will go on sort of general sale 2025. That or, you know, sort of December or into 2025. That's how we understood it at the moment. Fingers crossed I can try and get a pair as soon as they come out because I'm super excited. But hopefully they've sorted the laces out. If you saw my video today, you know I've mentioned the laces. Alf, would you consider running 18, 20 miles, give or take, in something really aggressive, then switching up to something real floating comfy for the last 6 miles? Oh, what's changing your shoes? I've done that, actually. I have changed my shoes on a way around because I do the laps in Hartford. You can tell Ben, it drives me up the wall. I have changed shoes, but I can't remember why I've done it. I've done it on a couple of times. I know one time I was in a pair of shoes and it was giving me right jip, but I can't remember what they were. But I have changed shoes, yes. So I would consider it, yeah. It depends how you're viewing that run and how you're breaking it down, I think. I think it's on an individual thing, but I have done it. What time did you get? I ran yesterday 3:44.35, I think. Something like that. It was under 3:45. I put a bit of a sprint on at the end, just a smidge under 3:45, because I spent some time undoing and redoing my Adidas Pro 3s. So I had to get a bit of a wiggle on at the end. So pleased to get under 3:45. Matthew, well done everyone who ran yesterday. We were watching along the embankment, saw you and Hayden. Great atmosphere. Thank you very much for the support as well. Got a lot of shout outs yesterday. Thank you very much. Paul was in the cheer point, so well done. Oh, this is pretty cool. Look, good day from Wisconsin. Now, Tom, are you in the Global Run Crew? It's designed for you. You're in Wisconsin. You can get involved in the Global Run Crew. It's on the website. It's free to join. We want you in there. Spread the word in Wisconsin. Get everybody in there. If you're a solo runner or whatever, they go out twice a week. Any news? Have you run in the Pegasus 41 yet? No. It's extremely unlikely I will get that shoe. I'm putting it out there. It's extremely unlikely though. I tend to get Nike shoes, not direct. So it's highly unlikely. I'm never say never. You know, an agency may approach me in terms, because that's how they tend to work over here with the agencies. If that agency or that retailer that will get the early release, because it depends as well which retailer gets the release as well. I won't get them from direct from Nike. So that's how they tend to work. They're a little bit different. I don't deal directly with Nike. They work differently over here in the UK. They tend to work through the retailers or the affiliate marketing people. And I don't get involved in that. So, to answer your question, I don't have the Pegasus 41 yet. I will try them. They look slightly different. So let's see. React X in there, which was a little bit softer on the Infinity Run 4. So let's see what it's like. I've got high hopes. Charlie, you've just wrote Super Blast 2 question mark. What does that mean?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, you want to know when they're coming out? We did a video about the Super Blast 2. Check it out. It's on the channel. It was all the sort of shots and what we know about the shoe that's out there. So have a look on the channel if you've not seen it. But thanks for getting involved in the live stream tonight. Thanks to everybody who's tuning in as well. I really appreciate it. Make sure you give it the old thumbs up and make sure you all subscribe and all that sort of stuff that I meant to say. Congratulations to your marathon. I'm the guy that was last to the Manchester Shakeout run in Newport, and he's running Newport this weekend. I don't understand the question. Congratulations on your marathon. I'm the guy that was last to the Manchester Shakeout. Well, thank you very much for coming along. He's running Newport this weekend. Well, good luck in Newport, and thanks again for coming along to the Shakeout Run in Manchester. And we've got some big news, by the way. We've got two big news coming, okay, soon for 40 runs. Again, free to join, get involved, but we've got two big news things coming out soon. Katie, I ran my first marathon at London yesterday. Well done. Thank you so much for all the tips and tricks. You're welcome. I hope you had a good day. Training did not go to plan and finished much slower than I wanted to do, but I had the best day. Katie, that's all that matters, right? One, you finished, and two, you had the best day. The rest of it's immaterial. You got the same medal as... Hang on, let's get rid of it. You got the same medal as me. That one. You got the same medal as me. So it doesn't matter, does it? It's all irrelevant. We all got round. We all had a good time. It's all that matters, isn't it? Doesn't matter how fast you do it. It's how much fun you have while you're out there. Okay, what's this one? Don't know the name. Ever thought of doing the Milton Keynes Marathon? Not really. It's running around roundabouts and things like that, isn't it? No, I'm being a bit naughty. I know I've got no interest really running around Milton Keynes unless there was a specific reason. I don't know. I can't think of a charity wanted us to help, or I don't know. There was some specific reason to do it. Other than that, no, I probably wouldn't do the Milton Keynes Marathon, to be honest with you. That's nothing against the event. It's probably a good event, but it doesn't excite me. I want something to get me motivated and get me out of there. Something like that. Jason, running my first marathon in October, I have done 10K training in the Saucony Guide 16, needs a support shoe, which I love, but these need replacing now. Can you recommend a two-shoe rotation for me to train in? Yes, I would go for the Saucony Guide 17, and I would wear the Saucony Kinvara Pro for your long runs slash target goal work. So I think you can do all your sort of daily training work in your guides, and then you can use your Kinvara Pro on those long runs when you want to put some target pace in there. They're not a support shoe in any way, but they're a very wide shoe, and they tend to work, I would say, for people who mildly pronate. There's a 3/4 length plate in it, and it's one of the most underrated shoes that's out there. The other one to consider, if you can't get on with the Kinvara Pro, but you've got to watch your arch, is the Tempus. And Tempus 2 will be coming soon, although it's an upper change only. But that's the other one to look at, is the Tempus as well from Saucony. And I'm recommending Saucony because you've gone in the guide, so you'll understand about the fit and, you know, what you are. And all that sort of, all those shoes fit true to size. I hope that helps. Anyway, good luck. Keep us posted on how you're getting on. Make sure you tune in every week. Well done yesterday. Thank you, Thomas. Great one. Do you know much about craft ultra carbon shoes? I have had craft shoes on the channel. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. Haven't had anything recently from them. I haven't had anything recent, but I've got nothing bad to say about the shoes. The shoes I've been running in have been pretty good. So, yeah, worth a try. That's what I would say about that. Jack got a new PB yesterday, 2:34. Jesus Christ, Jack. That's going some, isn't it? What an event and a support all the way around. Got Chicago later on in the year. How does it compare? Now, I've not run Chicago, but interesting enough, Hayden and I were talking about this on the way around. I said to him about Chicago, because he's not started from the yellow wave or the red wave, which is the same course. And it is a bit, I would say it's a bit up and down. It's not hilly, but it's a bit up and down at the start. And he was saying to me that, you know, about it. And I said to him, well, what's Chicago like? He said, no, it's a lot flatter. He thinks it's even flatter than Berlin. And again, Hayden's a 6-star finisher, right? So he's run all of them. And I think I may be wrong. I think he's ran his fastest time in Chicago as well. I know Ben ran his second fastest now, because he just beat it at Manchester. But they both said that Chicago's a real PB chasing. So if you've done 2:34 in London, you're probably going to win in Chicago. Well done anyway. It's a cracking time. Great job. Okay. Adam, what a day. Shaved more than an hour off his PB yesterday in the marathon. An hour. Jesus Christ, Adam. The cheer station was the highlight of the race. Overwhelming support. I love this club. The club loves you, Adam. Again, if anybody's just joining, get your comments in the live stream box. I will get to them before we finish. I'll make sure I answer all of them. And if you haven't joined the Global Run Crew, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. It's a virtual group. It's massive. It's gone nuts. We're just about to relaunch it because it's so big. It's become an animal. And you could be anywhere in the world and get involved virtually. Twice a week, they go out with 4 sessions a set, which you can choose from. It's banging. It really is. It's just fantastic to see. Fraser, good effort on the marathon. Didn't listen to anyone questioning your shoe choice. Thanks very much. Yeah, again, that's in reference to today's video. Thank you very much. Ashley, Chris, I'm doing Leeds half in just short 3 weeks with me doing London yesterday. What would you recommend? I would just, this week I would rest, to be honest with you. Like I said, just walk the marathon out of your legs. And then this weekend, probably do something to feel, maybe park run, maybe 6 miles, whatever you fancy. You ain't going to lose too much. If anything, you're probably going to do more damage than good. So I would see how you get on, but do everything to feel. Next week, try and maybe get out a couple of times, 2, 3, 4 times, depending on how many times you usually run. But again, do a lot of that to feel. Find your way through. And then towards the end of that week, start maybe laying a bit of pacing, but nothing too stressful as you build into the race. So you sort of then peak again for that half marathon in 3 weeks' time. I hope that helps. Anyway, good luck. Let us know. Which one? How many 40 runners were there in London? We know that there was, I think, over 100 registered club runners. But I know of more because some of them didn't put it down. I know I could probably name 10 people straight away that didn't put their club down. But I know they're members. Don't forget, we've got social members and affiliated members as well in the, and that's in 40 Rounds Running Club. We have a social membership, which is totally free to join, and you get, you know, loads of the benefits that we have. The affiliated membership is literally just affiliation to England Athletics. So I would probably go a lot more than 100 that I'm aware of. You know, we have, could even be 1,000. So, yeah, it's just incredible. But I don't know the exact number, but I know there was over 100 registered affiliated runners, if that helps. But I know there's a lot more out there because, you know. So, yeah, but either way, it doesn't really matter, does it? All these numbers and stats, biggest numbers and this and that, it makes no difference. As long as people are out there having fun, that's all that matters. Carl is in charge of the global running crew in Atlanta. Well done yesterday for it. I have the Nashville half on Saturday. I would love to do the Nashville half. That would be amazing. Can you let me know next week if you pace your wife to a PB, please? I'd love to go do the Nashville half. It'd be like a dream come true. I might even run it in my Stetson. 40, do you plan on doing any more charity inspirational podcasts after the excellent person suffering from cancer you had on? Yeah, listen, we're open to doing anything. Anything that's relatable, real runners. And when I say real runners, I mean real runners, not Colin Jackson or anybody else. I'm talking about people like Adele, people like Michael, you know, real, genuine, everyday runners telling their story. We're always, always want to talk to them. That's what the podcast actually is all about, really, on a Friday, is everyday runners, real runners, going through ups and downs. And we're real runners. We're all abilities, all the hosts on the podcast, as you know. So that's, you know, that's what we really make sure that we keep that as part of it. That's the key part element of our podcast, is the fact that it is actually just genuine, real everyday runners talking about real everyday things to, and hopefully getting other everyday runners on. That's what it's all about. So yeah, 100%. We'd love to have, and we plan, Wilco's got a guest list at the moment that he's got that we're going to be having coming on over the next few months, to the end of the year. So it's going to be cracking. And we appreciate all the support of the podcast. It means a lot. So thank you very much. Trevor, evening 40. Well done yesterday. Thank you very much. I've always run in shorts, but loads of you wearing half tights. Yeah, I did a video about half tights, which ones to wear, that I wear. I've sort of, Thomas from Believe in the Run gave me the confidence to go for half tights, and ever since I've not looked back. And I much prefer on race day to wear a half tight. I wear them on 20-mile, 18-mile training runs. I wear them as well, so like I'm like wearing my race stuff. But anything under that, I tend to wear shorts. But yeah, I'm now, you know, into them for race day. So I think it's like, yeah, it's a cool thing to do. Yeah, everybody, smash the, what Mick said, just smash the like button. Yeah, it's amazing, Mick, you know, how many people are watching this tonight. As I always say, it blows my mind. We're a small channel and, you know, I'm very much a Marmite person. You know, somebody said to me from one of the brands, they overheard one of the directors of one of the big companies in running talking about me. You know, that I'm a very much a Marmite personality, which I totally understand. Yeah, not everyone's gonna dig me, and I respect everybody. And to have a little channel like this get these sort of numbers on a live stream on a Monday night, 8 o'clock, it blows my mind. If you think Kafuzi, who's huge, is my idol, was with him at the running show. You know, the numbers that he gets, you know, relative, you know, what we're getting here, it's just incredible. So I just, you know, just take a moment to thank everybody. And thank you, obviously, to Kafuzi as well for taking the time to spend with me this week. I learned a lot from him. So, yeah, big shout out to him. And Ben Johnson as well. Love that guy. Absolutely love Ben Johnson. Just an incredible human being. Really is down to earth. Absolute legend. Check him out on Instagram. Okay, next question. Katie, do you recommend doing... What would you recommend for doing after a marathon in terms of training? I have had a goal for the last 6 months and now I feel like I don't know what to do. Book a race, Katie. Funny enough, so some of my clients today, you know who you are, I told them to homework for them was to book a race and tell me what it is. I think it's good to have a runway of where you're going and what you're doing, whether that's like next year or... you know, Christmas, it doesn't have to be a marathon. It could be a 10K or even go for a 5K PB or, you know, maybe you want to, whatever it is, another goal. But get yourself something booked so you're always working towards something. That's the key to keep you motivated. I've got an exceptionally busy next few weeks, months. And I like that because I want to keep motivated. I want to take the fitness I've got and it will keep me motivated in my training. And that's the name of the game. Take the fitness that you've got, take that speed that you've got, take the stamina that you've earned over the last 16 weeks and push that into races and build, because whatever you go to next, you can take that and take that experience and take it forward. That's a key for me. So that's what I would do. Okay, here we go. Thanks again for all the questions. So after your advice, I bought the Adidas Pro 3. I took them out before yesterday, no problem. However, at 10 miles, I was getting a prodding feeling in the front of my foot. Could be the sizing, Rich. Ben had the same thing. They are a funny size. The sizing on the Adidas Pro 3 doesn't suit everybody. Ben has tried two pairs and he still can't get the sizing right on the Adidas Pro 3. So I think it's your foot shape more than anything else. All right. So basically, you're not alone. Adam, I tried to listen to the motivation episode at mile 22 when I was feeling a bit, but I couldn't hear it on the shocks due to the insane noise. Listen to it with today's cast. Yeah, if you didn't know, we did a motivational podcast. If you ever do a race, it's designed for mile 20. It's 20 minutes of mile 20. And you might think I'm barking mad when you listen to it, but I think you understand the what I'm trying to get at with it. James, even from Mallorca. I'm off to Mallorca this summer. Well done, everybody, in the last few days. Are Brooks Hyperion GTS a good faster shoe for moderate pronator? The Hyperion GTS is a cracking shoe. It's a fast shoe, but it's firm. It's, I would say, a 5K shoe. Funnily enough, I was wearing the Hyperion. I was at a park run the other day and I was wearing the Hyperion. It's a great shoe, great turnover. It's a back to basics, firm feeling shoe. It's a great park run shoe. I would say the new versions that are coming out are going to be even better. So maybe wait for some of the stuff to come out from Brooks. Can't say any more than that, but they've got some crackers coming out. And that's got nothing to do with the fact that we're tied up with Brooks. I've seen the products. If they were toot, I would tell you they're toot, as you probably can guess now on this channel. Right, okay. Hi, Chris. Thanks for the Prime X tip-off on Start Fitness with the discount. I've never run in anything other than Nike, and they've completely blown me away. What's the difference between them and the Pro 3? The stack height... they're extremely aggressive as well, I would say, in terms of the rocker feeling of them because of the height and the movement you're getting through the shoe. So there's a lot of difference, I would say, from the feeling underfoot. The Pro 3 is an unbelievable shoe. But the Prime X, if it works for you, it's a cracking shoe. I'd much rather have a Prime X than a Skyward X, for example. But they're both, you know, they're two very heavy shoes. So, yeah, there we go. Chris, I ran through the 40 cheer station at the same time as you and Hayden. It was unbelievable. Definitely empowered me on for miles. That's great. I'm glad to hear it. They were unbelievable, our cheer squad. With my first marathon in 2 weeks, the one GBI still haven't sorted socks. I would check out Shoe Socks, S-H-Y-U. I wore them yesterday. Use the code 4015. You're going to get 15% off. They are the best running shoes, period. You've got the stuff from Start Fitness, the More Mile socks that you get free with the shoes. They're brilliant for everyday, day-to-day wear. And then for racing and training, the shoe socks, and I don't get paid anything from them. I just like the product, okay? You do whatever you like. S-H-Y-U, best socks, okay? I was wearing them yesterday. That's the, I think it's the third marathon or fourth marathon I've worn them in. Berlin. Amsterdam, was I wearing them? I might have been wearing them Amsterdam as well. So it's like third or fourth marathon I've worn the shoe socks in. Absolutely phenomenal. Like I've had no problem with them at all. None. Like I had no blisters yesterday. None. Okay. Rob. Hi, Chris. Well done in London. Thank you very much. Half tights for men. Pants or no pants? Pants for me. Can't work out if they're designed. You can either go commando or not. I prefer to run with underwear underneath them. But it's a totally subjective thing. I know some people who do, some people don't, but I do. I hope that helps. Just a massive shout out to say thank you for the inspiration. My first marathon was London yesterday with a goal of sub 4, got round in 3:56. Wheels came off at 22, but pushed through. Congratulations, that's amazing. To push through when the wheels come off is a really hard thing to do. I was only able to do it yesterday because I had Hayden. To do that on your own is incredible and well done. You, congratulations on yesterday. Recently joined the Global Run Crew. I feel like I know them already. So many friends. Yeah, again, join the Global Run Crew. Go on to 40runs.com and join the Global Run Crew. It's about to get a refresh, but get involved. Are you going to the Birmingham Half for a party? Is there a meetup on the Saturday? Mick, on the Saturday, I think a lot of people are going to Bushy Park Run. And Birmingham Half, I'm signed up, but I may have another commitment that's really important to go to. If that changes in terms of the plans that I was told on Saturday, then I'll definitely be running it. But I'm like 50-50 at the moment now on it, because I've been told about an event that I may need to go to, and it's really important that I'm there. So fingers crossed. But I'm hoping, even if I have to do that event, I'm checking on the timing, I can still come to the Birmingham Half and support. But I don't know the timings of it yet, so let's see. And it might get cancelled, because that's just the way these celebs and stuff work. First marathon yesterday, which I never would have done without finding this club. Well done, Nick. The support from the big truck, from the bag trucks to the rave squad, was amazing. And he ran in the Pro 3. Well done. Congratulations. And Nick's also signing up for the Global Run Crew, which is awesome. Big shout out to Kim and Miles for the pictures. Yeah, a great shout, Paul, actually. Massive love to Kimmy and Miles for the amazing pictures that have been splashed all over social media. On my feed, on Hayden's and the club's feed, they did some amazing pictures. So thank you very much to all of them. Tom's joining the Global Run Crew. Good lad. The park run is gorgeous. What's this, Alf? Oh, apparently the Wisconsin park run's gorgeous. I'd love to go to Wisconsin. Do you think Start Fitness will get different colour? In what, Billy? In what you're referring to? Carly started running in January. Got my first half in September. Is it silly to think I could do a marathon next year? Absolutely not. Everyone, the last 2 weekends, that's great that you've been inspired. Yeah, 100% you can run a marathon. You can train for a half, you can train for a marathon. 12 weeks for a half, 16 weeks for a marathon. You just increase basically your long runs pretty much. And you'll have a baseline fitness, and you'll have the understanding of doing a training plan from your half marathon, which you can then carry on. If it was me, finish in September, and I'd literally take 1 or 2 weeks off, and then I would carry on and move up towards the marathon distance. Oh, that'd be the two. So good luck anyway. Keep us posted. Get yourself over to New Zealand. I've been to New Zealand twice, actually, or three times. Oh, I have been, and it's a cracking place. Absolutely love it. Put you up at ours. Thank you very much. And again, make sure you join the Global Run Crew in New Zealand. Do you think Start Fitness will get some stuff? If there's new colours coming for the Speed 4, they will get them, 100%. Any plans for trying the Skyward X? I've had it a week and it's a pure sexy time. In terms of the Skyward X, funnily enough, I spoke to Hoka at the London Expo running show thing. Let's see. I don't think I'm their flavour of the month, let's call it. Yeah, I'm not going to say any more than that, because I'll get myself into a lot of trouble. I get slightly irritated by certain things. I can move on. Music runner. Well done, everybody. London Marathon was amazing. Well, thank you very much for spectating. Olivia. Hi, sorry for the shoe question. Currently, no problem for the shoe question. That's what I'm here for. Currently running the Glycerine 20 GTS. Want to improve and go more forward, but need cushioning support. Is there another shoe you could recommend? I would probably have a look again at the Kinvara Pro. Again, it's not a stability shoe, but it is inherently stable, which is a contradiction. But it's got a 3/4 length plate in it, and they're discounted down at Start Fitness. I think that would be worth a go. Depends how badly you pronate, so just think about that. But it's a shoe that is inherently stable with a carbon plate in it. So I would have a look at that. Billy's recommending the Global Run Crew to everybody. Mick saying smash the like button. I'm trying to crash through because I've just realized we've been going 46 minutes, which is amazing. Thank you to everybody. Congrats on yesterday from Tom. I have Nova Blast as a daily and Vaporfly as a race day. I like both, but looking for a trainer for tempo and workouts. Tom, this is perfect. Watch the video on Wednesday. I've got some carbon plated bargains for you. So you don't have to spend a lot of money. They're all under £150. So you can get a shoe to do some of those tempo workouts in. Yeah. Look at this. Look, I've made it to the bottom. Here we go. Cheer squad, even surprised Kafuzi. You should have seen the look on his face as he slowed down to acknowledge it. I saw him at the start. again, I was with Mike at the what's it called, the expo, and then I saw him as I was walking to my start. He was walking to his. We bumped in and exchanged, and I said to him, "Mike, make sure." And I'm glad he saw you guys. That'll be on his video, I'm sure. Rob was enjoying the crowds yesterday. Alfie's saying, "Go Commando." I know Commando is punishable, apparently. And then the last one, I used to run in the Glycerin GTS and switch to the Nova Blast. Easy transition and loved them. There you go. What a great way to end it. So again, look, thanks to every single person who's joined me live tonight. And it's a slightly extended version of this show. We are live every Monday. Please tell everybody about it. It only works because you guys come and hang out with me and talk to me on here. It's great. I love interacting with you on a Monday. It's just the really thing I look forward to in the week. We are live again on Friday, which is where our usual podcast, our award-winning podcast. Make sure you check out this. This will also go out as a podcast. Again, big shout out to the cabbie who helped me in London. Big thanks to all the volunteers, everybody at the cheer station, everybody who's supported me, everybody who's watched and subscribed to our YouTube channel. We're only small, and I really appreciate everybody who does subscribe, does get involved with the videos, does comment. Again, the guy who made the comment at the front of the video that I put in, he's not doing that maliciously, I'm sure of it. I put that in there because it was, you know, he made the comment before I started yesterday on the marathon, okay? So there's no ill intent towards him. I'm sure it was just banter. It was a funny thing to say, but I've got nothing against the guy. Make sure you check that video out tomorrow because we've got the London Marathon race vlog coming tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we've got the big weekend vlog, which is great. It includes all the shakeout run and everything else that we've got up to in the lead up to the London Marathon, including the expo with Cafuzzi, which was an absolute treat. I'm back at work tomorrow, back to the full-time grind like you lot as well. So thanks again to all the love. I'm not running this week, okay? I'm not running this week. The shoe reviews that we've got coming out are already locked and edited and done. We built the miles into them before this week was deliberately planned. So I'm not doing any running this week. Probably get out there at the weekend. And I look to see forward to seeing you on Friday live. Thanks again to everybody. I really appreciate it. Share the love. Get and join the Global Run Crew, people. It's free. It's virtual. Twice a week they go out. Go over to 40runs.com. You can check that out for yourselves. I shall see you all next Monday, again live. I think that's about it. Thanks to everybody who's joined. I'm looking for the outro. I don't know what I've done with it. I'll catch you guys later.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.